Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sam White. Thank you for listening in to Detroit Meets the Bard this Sunday. We're back with a brand new episode. I'm super excited for this episode because we're covering a subject that I haven't covered in the past 3 years off and on of doing this podcast. We're talking about wellness and fitness, and I wanted to do this podcast in particular because I've found in my own entrepreneurial journey and also with talking with people that I know that just in life we get so busy with things, whether it's work or our families or other things, that sometimes we forget the two most important things in life that we need to be healthy and productive, and that's our own wellness and then fitness. So I'm excited today. I get to talk to someone who I admire very, very much. She's a serial marathoner. She's run several marathons and half marathons and runs almost every day, and also a health advocate, a former Nebraska resident. She's a Nebraska, she's a Michigander, but by way of Nebraska, and she represents Nebraska real hardcore on social media, like I represent Detroit. One of my favorite people, my health and wellness expert for today, is Laura Pierce. Welcome to the show, Laura. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
So I want to be like you when I grow up, so I'm going to ask you some questions and hopefully other people on the line who are out of shape like me, we can get some great tips to do better with ourselves. So my first question to you, Laura, can you give us a little bit of background? I kind of told everybody where you were from, but tell us a little bit more specifically. Where are you from in Nebraska? Where did you go to school? And then how did you fall in love with running?
Well, yeah, like you said, I'm originally from Nebraska, born and raised. I grew up on a farm in rural Nebraska in the southeast corner of the state. I'm not even kidding you when I say that the nearest town had zero stoplights, so it was a little bit of a bubble. I graduated from University of Nebraska at Lincoln with a degree in advertising, and really my – yeah, go Huskers. My journey into running started post-college when I decided to spend a year sober. I needed an outlet, and I had some weight to lose, and I needed to get healthy. And running was a quick way to make that happen. I started really slow, 2 to 3 mile runs, and before I knew it, I was training for my first half marathon in 2012.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, I have to ask, because some people have preferences. Do you prefer running indoor or outdoors? And for those of us who don't know anything about running, like me, I'm not I wouldn't call myself a running expert or even someone who jogs. So what's the is there one that's healthier than the other, or do you prefer one over the other, and why?
Oh, neither one is more healthy than the other. If you prefer one over the other, then just go for it. For me, I will always opt outside. There is nothing like fresh air to clear the head, even if it's 0 degrees like it was earlier this winter. I don't get outside often. I work in an office, and there are days where I spend 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at my desk, and I don't leave the building. So it's incredibly depressing. So getting out in the morning for me, even if it's dark, helps me clear my mind. That said, you need to do whatever works for you. If the treadmill is easier for you and is more accessible, then do the treadmill. For this round of marathon training, the earlier winter weather didn't permit me to get in safe quality speed work. So I used the treadmill a few times, and to be honest, I hated every second of it, but I don't regret it because it helped me implement the speed that I needed into my training. And in the end, you just need to run.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, for those of you who are listening to what Laura just said, she works in an office during the day, and then she's also a mom. And for me, I'm the excuse queen. I can come up with every excuse under the sun for why not to work out. So for those of us who find it challenging to get motivated or to prioritize fitness into our busy schedules, how can we find the inspiration to take the first steps towards health and wellness? How do we get there? How do we get to where you are now, Laura?
Oh, man, it is a long road. To start, I think it's important to really evaluate how much time you're spending doing non-important or essential activities like scrolling through Instagram, checking Facebook, watching TV, and then to just, you know, implement 30 minutes of running, not even worrying about the miles, a few times a week can help make it a habit. I know a popular method, and I did this early on as well, is to register for a race. Sign up for a 5K. Tell your friends. Get them involved. And post it on social. Be held accountable. When I originally started running early on, I signed up for a 10K. And I remember being absolutely terrified because it was just over 6 miles, and it seemed unreal to run that amount. And now I'm running half and full marathons, and I've just gotten to this place where long-distance running has become a habit and a love of mine.
And speaking of which, how many marathons have you run so far? So you've run how many, and then you have one coming up. Can you tell me about that one?
Absolutely. I've run 2 marathons so far, and I'm currently training for numbers 3 and 4. Number 3 will be back in my home state of Nebraska in Lincoln, and that's in May, and I'm going to attempt to Boston qualify. There's the being held accountable part, because I just blasted that all over your podcast. And
did you hear that, everybody?
Number 4, and I'm so excited for this one especially, it's the inaugural Youngstown Marathon, which is June 4th. A side note about Youngstown, and a lot of Americans and especially Detroiters may not be aware of Youngstown's story, but it experienced extremely hard times during the recession, and like Detroit, experienced shrinkage. So it's making a comeback now, and to be involved and to visit and give back to the community is an unreal honor, and I'm just so humbled to be able to run the full marathon there and get to meet people in the community.
And you're working directly with Youngstown, right? And you're an advocate for the or spokesperson for the Youngstown Marathon. Is that right?
I am. Myself and a few others are involved in promoting it on social media. And it's been a really great way to connect with other runners from Ohio especially, since we're so close. And they have a couple social media accounts that everybody should check out. But more so, if you're going to train for the half or the full, it's June 4th. So really consider it, because training starts now and need to get that started.
Awesome. Can you, speaking of social media, can you shout out Youngstown Marathon's Twitter handle, maybe their Instagram handle or their website too, so people can learn more about it?
Sure. Their Twitter and Instagram handle are both Yo Marathon, YOMARATHON. And the website's really simple, youngstownmarathon.com. They're really looking to make this a huge, huge race. And so I urge you to register and come find me. We'll do a fun social meetup before the race. I'll be at the expo too. So I'm just always excited to meet people.
Did you hear that, folks? If you want to run your first marathon, you can find out more about Youngstown by going online and checking that out. Or if you just want to go and maybe experience the race and hang out on the sidelines or at the finish line to root people on and root Laura on, you can do that. If you're not somebody who's maybe necessarily ready to run a marathon, again, it kind of goes back to that motivation, just the first steps, because you have a lot to do before you can become kind of a connoisseur like you, Laura. So I'm curious, what's your greatest motivation for getting up and running, especially because you run nearly every day? How do you find that motivation? Because you would run even if you weren't running marathons, because you just love it. But where do you find that inspiration, or what's your greatest motivation?
Well, there's a couple different things, honestly. One of the main things is just overall wellness for your body and your mind and your spirit. For me, I suffer from anxiety, and running helps calm my mind, and it helps me focus more just in my day-to-day life. And then just as important is setting an example for my son. He is 14 months, and even though he doesn't understand why my mama gets up so early and runs every day, Eventually, he'll be able to see me cross the finish line, hopefully in Boston next year, and we'll get a real sense of what commitment and drive and determination means.
That's amazing. And see, that's why you're a superhero. Now, I have to also ask you, Laura, because personally, I don't think I'm going to be running any marathons soon because I just have my feet and I, we're never on the same page. So I'm wondering if you can suggest some other workouts that maybe folks like me can do besides running.
Sure. I love to strength train. It's so important, and honestly, I'll probably get a bad rep for saying this. It's probably better for you than cardio, like I do several times a week. Strength training is just so important for your muscles, and it overall is so. I could just go on about strength training, but let's move on to something else. I love to hike in the mountains, and I wish this is a pipe dream. I wish I could swim.
Yeah.
And it's awkward and embarrassing and honestly kind of dangerous to let me in the water. So swimming is probably one of like the best total body workouts that you can do because it's so low impact. It is a form of cross training for a lot of runners, and I wish I could implement it, but unfortunately I'm just not a strong enough swimmer to be able to throw it in this round. I hope to be able to get it in the future.
Oh, that's nice to know. I didn't know that was a part of cross training for a lot of runners. If that's the case, then I do have one little element of being a runner because I love to swim. So good for me.
You do. And I know that you're a great swimmer, Sam.
Thank you. Now here I have to speak just on the lines of me swimming. Here's the thing that's not good. It's great that I like to swim, but I also love food. I love it a lot. And earlier you were just talking about wellness and running is good for your spirit, and it's just overall good for your, just everything from your mental to your physical to your spiritual. It's just great. And that's fantastic for entrepreneurs or moms or people who go to work every day. It's fantastic for everybody. Now, one thing that might be hard for some people, even people who like to move a lot, is food. Because I know sometimes I'll go swimming, but then I'll go eat 2,000 calories right after I've swam. So does fitness mean that I have to give up everything that I love to eat?
Absolutely not. I need you especially to say this with me. Food is fuel. Say it.
Food is fuel.
There you go. Okay.
Good.
So you just need to be mindful of what you're putting into your body. For me, I don't count calories. It's absolutely pointless. I try to eat clean 80% of the time, which just means not putting a lot of processed food into your body. Lots of veggies, lots of fruits. I don't even eat all organic, to tell you the truth. I just try to eat things that I can count and pronounce the ingredients. This is really important. If you can just implement that, you can feel the change in your body. I certainly do not deprive myself. Like I said, it's just 80%. The other 20% of the time, I'm like chocolate cookie city. It helps to, you know, it helps to have like a little nightcap. I have a huge sweet tooth. So, you know, you want to live life. You want to be able to go out to eat. And as long as you're eating healthy most of the time, you can indulge every now and then.
Gotcha. Well, can you suggest any substitutes for people like me who love bread and sugar? Is there anything that's filling and tasty, but I don't have to pay for it all the time with a ton of calories? Any suggestions on snacks?
Well, once again, don't worry about calories. Calories are not
okay.
Are not something that you need to worry about. I mean, yes, if you're going out to eat and you're aware of like a meal that has like 2,000 calories, like you said, okay, maybe you scale back on that. But one of the biggest things that I think a lot of people are scared of is fat, and you need fat for your body. The healthy fats in foods like nuts and avocados, which I know that the majority of the American population love avocados, those are good for you and satisfy. So, you know, look up things with good fat content because it does satisfy and keep you full. One of the big things I'm going to hate on is soda. Oh my gosh. I can't.
Oh man.
Horrifyingly terrible it is for you. It does nothing for your body. You just add a whole bunch of sugar into your system that you don't need, and diet soda is not any better. So I know it's a hard road to give up soda because it is such an addiction for a lot of people. I was there once too, and every once in a while I still like to enjoy a Cherry Coke because it's my favorite, but I don't enjoy one every week or every day, maybe like once a month. You really have to cut back on it, and it just adds to your overall wellness. Plus, if you give up like 2-3 sodas a day, think of how much more food you can eat.
Oh, that's a great point. Now, that's motivational for me. That's an excellent point. And you know what? I want to just expand a little bit on something I asked earlier about exercises that you can do besides running. What are some things that someone who doesn't want to go to the gym, they don't want to go outside and run, they just want to stay home, and maybe they don't have a lot of equipment and things like that. Any exercises they can do at home?
Sure. I'm a huge fan of the basics, which are planks, push-ups, chin-ups, chair dips. These work multiple body parts, and they really, like you said, require little to no equipment. You can just use your body weight for a lot of them. Use a ledge that you have for chin-ups. I'm not particularly good at those. I lack a lot of upper body strength, but I'm working towards them. And I'm not just recommending these as like a starter. These are moves that I still do to this day. I take daily plank breaks at work to get some energy, get some needed core work in, because, you know, like you said, I had a baby, and that takes away so much core strength. So, you know, really just make a return to the basics. You don't need to know a lot of exercises or moves to really get a workout in.
Awesome. Now, speaking of being a mom, what's the biggest piece of advice you have for moms who work? Because, you know, you have a little bit of flexibility. You know that you work from 9 to 5. You don't always know when your baby needs you, right? I mean, that could be any time of day or during the weekend. There's really never any time off from being a mom. So what do you say to moms out there who say that they can't find the time to work out? What's the best thing that they can do to fit it in?
Well, to start, I would have to say you do you. I still need to take this advice almost daily. You need your physical and your mental health to show up and be a kick-ass mom. And even if you're not a mom, you need your physical and mental health to perform well at work or to pursue your passions. And while it's hard to implement at first, you know, with the right support from your friends and family, you can make fitness a lifestyle. And it doesn't come without sacrifices. There are plenty of nights where my son is getting up in the middle of the night and I have a 4:30 alarm to go and run 10 miles. And it wears on you, but to not be able to run and to not be able to show him in the future what determination is, it's enough of a drive to keep me going.
Great. And I want to just pull something that you just said to make sure everybody heard that if you don't have your wellness, if you don't have the energy, you can't pursue your passions. Because one of the things that I learned, and I'll share more about that in the future, is that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Money is great. Pursuing your dreams is fantastic. Having a family is cool. But if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And so thanks for those awesome tips. Now, Laura, people might want more tips or they might want to follow you in your journey. I know that your Instagram is quite inspirational for me. I can look at you running every day and go, oh, I can't wait till I can do that one day, which I promise I'm going to try to do better this year. But can you tell people how to connect with you so they can get more tips? I know you have a blog, you have Instagram. Shout out those handles so people know how to keep in touch.
Yeah, my Instagram is Nebraska Runner, and my Twitter is Nebraska_Runner. One of those things where they don't match when the person who has your preferred handle made an account back in 2009 and has never tweeted. Don't you just love that?
Right.
And there's a link to my very, very green blog in both profiles. But yeah, follow along, join me on my journey. It's, you know, it's always scary to put your goals out there and to really put your life out there, but I am always happy to connect with other runners or other aspiring runners, or even if you're not running, just to connect with people who are, you know, doing the damn thing. That's all I need to do.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna take some time today and eat some awesome fatty foods like guac, not too much, but just enough, and I'm going to do some planks and maybe a couple of squats too. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for taking time to be on Detroit Meets the Bard today. I can't tell you enough how important this episode was for me after having learned the hard way how important health is to everything in life. It's the first step to having a successful life, whether you're a mother or a professional, whatever you do in life, health is the foundation for that. So thank you for being on. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
And thank you to all of our listeners out there for listening to an all-new episode of Detroit Meets the Bard. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Sam White. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.